Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture. And right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
Well, I know today is officially the last day of May.
Yes, it is.
And it has kind of been
a quick month.
I feel like that too. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just come and it's gone.
Things are opening back up. We're getting out more, and I think that's helping.
Yes. We had a Master Gardener meeting at the end of this month, and everybody, this is the first time we've met since February of 2020, and everybody was so excited.
That's exciting.
Yes. Now, today you're kicking off the show mainly with the lead about May is Beef Month.
Sure, it has been.
And today's the last day.
Right.
So do you have any new beef numbers?
Right. I've just got some numbers just for us to kind of celebrate the beef industry one more time today. And these numbers come to us from the United States Department of Agriculture, National Agriculture Statistics Service. Well, I botched that. But anyway, it's Monday. Okay. All right. So, these are coming from our USDA numbers. And folks, where do they get these numbers from? If you're a producer and they call you or send you those surveys, that's what this comes from. Okay? All right. So I'll give you a little bit of information with that. So, you know, Kristen, we have over 38,000 farms that raise cattle in Kentucky.
That 38,000?
38,000 farms raise cattle in Kentucky. 51% of the farms in Kentucky raise cattle.
I can see that.
Okay. All right. So about everything that we've got, about every farm we've got, about every other farm, they're in the cattle business. We got a little over 2 million head as of January 1 here in the state of Kentucky. Okay. All right. So how do we shake out? We shake out about 14th in the total of how we rank as far as states go. We're one of the largest states east of the Mississippi River, okay? That being said, we're still 14th. So that's cattle country. When we get out there, you know, we've all watched plenty of John Wayne movies. We know that's cattle country out there, right? Okay, so as far as mama cows, and that's what we raise a lot of here in Kentucky. We raise a lot of mama cows, a lot of brood cows. We've got just under 1 million head of mama cows here in the United States, okay? And that puts us at 8th. So we do have a big mama cow herd. And I think if you look around at your neighbors as you drive up and down the road, that's what we've got. We are the largest beef producer east of the Mississippi River.
That's cool.
All right. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. And, you know, in 2020, and that was a crazy year, in 2020, we're talking about $700 million worth of products of beef that we produced in the United States.
Do you have figures just to compare it from last year? You probably don't have that with you.
No, I don't have to compare that.
But that is a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. I mean, there's a whole lot. I'm looking. Okay, so folks, I mean, I'm just not making these numbers up. I've got a sheet here in front of me. So I was making sure I didn't have the numbers on here when she's asking the question. Because we really rehearse this and script this. But, did want to mention, and I like to mention this, that of all 120 counties in the state of Kentucky, my home county of Barron County, we produce the most beef, most cows and calves, largest beef inventory, and that's in Barron County. Getting over towards your neck of the woods where you grew up, mm-hmm. Pulaski County comes in near the top in total cow inventory as well, okay? And Warren County rounds out the top five as far as beef cow inventory.
Okay.
So we have the beef cows down here, and that just makes sense, right? It makes sense because we produce a lot of grass, got a lot of that good rolling topography that's out there for that. And, beef is a big player in Kentucky. It's a bigger player than I think a lot of people realize. And it's very traditional. And we just mentioned all this to celebrate our last day of May, to celebrate our last day of Beef Month. We want to recognize and congratulate all of our beef producers out there. And that's what they are, Kristen. They are beef producers. They're not people with cattle. They're not cowboys and cowgirls. They're beef producers because that's what they do. They produce the high-quality, wholesome product that we can put on our dinner table. And that's That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Chris, thank you for that kind of beef by the numbers. And if you'd like to hear more information or get those, make sure to see your local extension office. And make sure you tune back in here with us tomorrow, because Chris is coming back and he's talking about June and another popular month that we have in June. So make sure to tune back in here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. Brought to you by our sponsors like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and Hobdy Dine Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.